I'm Andre Bella for Esoterica, a short feature about extraordinary ideas. I'd like to give a shout out to the U.S. government for putting Esoterica on the map, so to speak. For more than a decade, our little radio show has been talking about anomalous subjects. Anomalous meaning that which deviates from what is standard, normal, or expected. Topics like consciousness, the paranormal, spiritual and religious experiences, non-human intelligence, and UFOs. We used to be a lone voice, but now we're mainstream. Our government has traditionally covered these topics by ignoring them, considering them pseudoscience. Discussions were usually accompanied by snickering and eye-rolling, but times have changed. For a little history, let's look at the government coverage of UFOs. In the 1940s and 50s, newspapers sported 3-inch headlines referring to flying saucers. This sounds like those little things under my grandmother's teacups. So a flying saucer became a UFO, unidentified flying object. Fast forward to 2001. When Stephen Greer presented numerous military witnesses at the National Press Club, I naively thought the government would be forced to disclose what they knew about UFOs. But it was not until 2017 when Leslie Keene and Ralph Blumenthal wrote a game-changing article in the New York Times that the American public started asking Congress serious questions. The government then changed UFO to UAP, meaning unidentified aerial phenomenon. However, it soon became apparent that the topic was far broader than aerial phenomenon, causing the term to remain UAP, but stand for unidentified anomalous phenomenon. And that's when everything we've been talking about on Esoterica became part of the picture. In 2023 and 2024, there have been 3 congressional hearings specifically about the physical presence of UAP. High-ranking military officers, government intelligence officers, NASA representatives, and scientists have testified before Congress about the existence of non-human intelligence in our skies and oceans. You might say they've let the cat out of the bag. The concentrated presence of UAP in our military space around nuclear facilities is especially alarming. According to the witnesses in the congressional hearings, this non-human intelligence is far more technologically advanced than we are. They appear to be very curious and concerned about how we're using nuclear power to make ever more destructive weapons. Considering we're only 90 seconds away from midnight on the doomsday clock, maybe it's time for the toddlers to stop playing with handguns. I am a Quaker. Quakers are pacifists, meaning they don't believe in war of any kind. I've always had difficulty with this because of the idea of defensive war. But now, time is running out. No war is justified. The clock is ticking. It's decision time. We're in new and rapidly changing territory. There will be more congressional hearings in January, and President-elect Trump has said that he will disclose government information about UAP. Preventing ontological shock, a shock that would upend our entire reality, can be mitigated by education, so that when we realize that we are not alone, we can move from ontological shock to ontological truth. Perhaps reality is a little different than we think it is. Stay tuned. The year 2025 is going to be quite a ride. For Esoterica, I'm Andre Bella. Thanks for listening.